What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. If you're new here, first off, thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I am your host. My name is Kinsley Meeks. I am a mental health advocate, a coach, and an athlete aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. I hope your Thursday is going well so far. I am so excited for you guys to listen to this episode. As most of you already know, being a bikini bodybuilder, one of my favorite topics to talk about is strength training and building more muscle. So in this 35th episode of the Curls and Courage podcast, you're going to learn more about several different topics. Number one, just my passion behind strength training, kind of what got me into lifting initially. You're also going to learn why strength training as a female is important, and I may be a little bit biased on this one, but to me, the best form of exercise, especially when we talk about from a longevity standpoint and just from a body composition standpoint. Thirdly, you're going to learn what it actually means to strength train the right way and common mistakes that I see women make when they are striving to gain more muscle. I'm also going to teach you guys how to achieve the best results from your strength training and practice the principle of progressive overload effectively, which is something that a lot of people tend to kind of mess up or get the wrong idea about. So this episode is going to be helpful for both experienced and non-experienced lifters, or maybe you're just a girl out there listening and you're interested in strength training, but you just don't really know how to go about it. You don't know how to get started. This episode is going to be perfect for you. So again, I'm super stoked to share a little bit of my story and share a little bit of my knowledge with you guys today. And I say this is targeted more towards females. That is what most of my audience is. But really, this message does apply to my guys out there listening as well. Don't think I forgot about y'all. But I mainly catered it towards my girls who do struggle with strength training, just because I think that, you know, when you go to a gym, it's getting a little bit more popular for females to strength train for sure in today's society. But still, you know, I feel like most males kind of have it down pat. They at least have some idea of how to strength train. They at least know the benefits of it. But I feel like females really struggle more than males in this department. But again, this episode applies to both females and males, but always like to cater it towards my ladies. So we'll start with the first question, which is what got me into like true lifting initially, and why I'm so passionate about strength training, what I do now. So I remember talking about this a little bit more on my first episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. You can definitely listen to that episode. It's called Welcome to the Curls and Courage podcast. Honestly, now that I think about it, it's a little bit embarrassing, just because I feel like I was really nervous doing that podcast. I guess I've gained a lot more experience and I feel comfortable talking now, but I wanted to break it down for you a little bit more in today's episode. Again, why I first initially started strength training. I'll try to keep it as short as possible, but this is something I want to break down into detail for y'all. So I've had a very extensive background just in athletics. I would say I always was very passionate about like challenging myself and pushing myself in a physical way. I've always been like that. I'm the same way now. It's kind of weird, actually. Not emotional pain, but as far as like physical pain, if I'm not doing something to physically tax out my body pretty much every single day, I'm not feeling good. I actually like to be in a little bit of physical pain, which is weird, but I'm just that type of person. So anyway, so with that being said, I had more of a cross country, more of a track, and more of a cheer background kind of growing up. And I guess this was all from, I guess, elementary school leading up until high school, and then now once I had graduated 2020 leading into my professional career and my bodybuilding career now, I still love athletics. But as far as like true strength training, I did a little bit of strength training when I was about 16. I remember first being able to go to Planet Fitness, and I was just so excited. I had my mom drive me up there, and I really just like played around on the machines. Always loved moving my body. I like to make my muscles like get a good pump, and I just always loved, again, moving. So I remember going to Planet Fitness, strength training a little bit throughout that age, and then I also remember going to the weight room in high school when I played, again, my grade sports. When I ran cross country, when I ran track, we also had a strength training protocol that we'd follow probably 3 or 4 times a week. I would say we were in the weight room, and I really didn't have a lot of guidance on what I was doing. You know, my workout routine for strength training during that time didn't really have a whole lot of structure. When I was on my own, when I was in grade school and we went to the gym, I would say that one really didn't have much structure either, because my coach at the time, he was amazing and he pushed us, but he knew a lot about running. He didn't know a lot about strength training. So I specifically remember us being in the gym, not really progressing in any type of way. A lot of us would get injured. And to be honest, I think we were just a little bit too young to be doing that type of volume and that type of strength training that we were doing. Because then keep in mind, this was when we were like 15, 16 years old, and it was after we had ran like 8 miles. So it was a fun part of my life. I really enjoyed that experience, but definitely wasn't strength training the right way. And I think messing things up, not knowing what I was doing, really made me more curious and more passionate about making sure that I was making changes in my body and actually strength training the right way to be able to benefit me, and of course be able to benefit now the people that I work with and share my passion with others. So flash forward the year of 2020, to keep it short, I got my personal training certification, and I just really got interested in learning more and more about strength training. I kind of quit with the running. It ended up not working out for me, and I ended up, you know, taking a new path with strength training, which I'm really glad that I did. And at that time, that's when I started working at a gym back home in Alabama, because most of y'all know I'm in Miami now, very different from Alabama. But I had an amazing mentor who kind of taught me what it meant to truly strength train. And I mean, how to truly strength train, to feel my muscles properly, how to train, you know, without getting injured, what progressive overload means, how to train for aesthetics, how to train for strength, how to make sure that I'm actually increasing the demand placed on my body the right way versus just going through the motions. And I remember another thing that really inspired me initially to start bodybuilding was seeing actually this mentor's wife at the time. I remember seeing her and I just thought, damn, like she looked crazy. She looked so good. Her muscles were so full. I had never seen a woman like look so built, but at the same time, not too built, just like very nice, bubbly muscle, very full glutes, very round shoulders. And I thought, man, I thought I looked good, but nah, I really want to look like that. So once I had this mentor and once I got inspired again by his wife, I really learned how to strength train correctly and I started seeing real results. And from there, I was really hooked. What I loved about it with the strength training, I really loved just the way it made me feel more than anything. It made me feel strong and confident. And I think that's something a lot of females struggle with nowadays, is having that self-esteem, having that confidence, which is what I really inspire to teach women to do, right? Strength training also gave me purpose. Every single day I felt like I was on a mission, still feel like that. It taught me good work ethic. Strength training is very hard in comparison to other activities that a lot of females do. And not only that, it improved my bone and muscular strength, which at the time, before I had started strength training or even when I was doing it wrong, I had very bad bone density. I was injured all the time. I didn't know how to fuel my body properly. So it helped me have a reason to kind of learn more about nutrition too. And again, how to fuel my body properly to see results. And then also just again, from a physical standpoint, to be healthy, which kind of leans me into the why that I want to share with you guys today. Because, you know, why do you care? Why do you want to spend hours in the gym? Why do you want to make the effort when you could do something different? I'll tell you, strength training is very, very important. And we'll break it down into three different avenues as to that big question, why. I think with any goal you have or anything you really plan to do, I know for me, I always need to have a why. So we'll talk about strength training from a physical standpoint. Number one, when you're strength training on a regular basis, I need you out there listening to understand that you are building muscle, right? Which is going to protect your joints and help with your bone density. Strength training is also going to make you stronger, obviously, which is going to help you, of course, look better, but also just help you with your daily functions, because we're just on the physical aspect right now. So for an example, you go to the grocery store and you're weak, you're a female, you cannot get the big crate of water bottles off of the bottom shelf and put it into your buggy. That's an issue and that's embarrassing. Let me tell you, females, you want to be able to lift up those water bottles with the palm of your hand, no problem, put into that grocery basket, you know? Or maybe you're a little bit of an older lady out there, and not even old, but you know what I mean, older than me. You have a child that you're running around with all day that you have to pick up and down off the ground every single day. You want to make sure your body is functional. You want to make sure you're not hurting your back every time you bend down. It could be so many different daily functions, things you don't even realize that you do every day, that if you would just simply strength train, that would make your life so much better. It would make you function so much more optimally. Another thing, from a physical standpoint. Strength training is going to boost your metabolism, which we know is how your body converts what you eat and drink into energy. Super important for you to have a fast and healthy metabolism. Be able to eat more, but be able to still look good. That is a very big one. As far as metabolism, that's a topic that I do discuss in another episode that, of course, I encourage you listeners to check out. That past episode was titled How to Increase Your Metabolism Plus Life Update. If you are curious on more about what your metabolism is and how strength training on a regular basis benefits that, we break down to the science of your metabolism, why it's important, what it does, how to speed it up. So be sure you check out that episode. Next, strength training from a physical standpoint. It reduces your risk of chronic diseases. It helps you stay in shape with weight control, cardiovascular health. And again, you just have better longevity. So you have more independence as you age. You don't want to be 60, 70 years old and having to ask a lot of people for help. You want to be still functioning properly because we know as we age, we're already going to be losing muscle. So it's your responsibility as a human to keep your body in check and to keep yourself functional as you age, because age is just a number. And I believe truly, even when I'm 60, 70, 80, I'm still going to be making sure that I'm pushing weight, whether it's using my body weight as resistance, whether I'm squatting up and down on the chair, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be Grandma Kinsley Meeks, and I'm still going to be vibing with the strength training. And I really encourage you guys to do the same. Again, so we know from a physical standpoint, just that one certain avenue, strength training is so beneficial. You ladies have to get into it. You have to prioritize it. Secondly, let's go into the mental side of things. You guys know I'm a huge advocate for promoting good mental health and really just taking care of your mind. And to me, even more than the physical, even more than the aesthetics, which we'll go into, strength training to me is the most beneficial for your mind. This is the most important thing I can share with you guys today. Mental health, okay? Strength training reduces anxiety and depression. So true, I know, because I go through these things on a regular basis. Secondly, strength training is going to release dopamine, which we know is a feel-good hormone in our body. So, you know, you have different things that are going to increase your dopamine. So you can choose, maybe you want to get high, that's going to give you some dopamine too. But of course, that's not the way we want to go about things, right? You don't want to be taking a bunch of drugs, doing a ton of alcohol, when you could strength train and still feel that dopamine release. Okay, so that's very important. We want to feel good. That's human nature. We want to have a good time. We want to release those happy hormones. Okay, and I know that I'm kind of stressing about this, but it's important. And speaking of stress, strength training, it actually reduces your stress. It can be a healthy outlet for you, especially in comparison to other outlets that are going to relieve stress as well. And then as we talked about earlier, strength training is going to boost confidence and self-esteem, which a lot of you females, again, out there really struggle with that. And when it comes to emotional health and well-being, having better confidence, having more self-esteem is really going to make you better in every single area of your life, not just when you're strength training in the gym, but also when you are showing up for work, when you are showing up for your boyfriend, when you are showing up for your parents, when you are showing up for your friends. You need to feel like your best self. Like you own it, right? Like you're positive in your body. You feel good about the way that you look. You feel good about the fact that you were taking care of your body. And with the mental health side of things, I'm not just making this up. Of course, I know from firsthand, based off of my experience personally and from working with numerous clients over the years, how good it is for them mentally. And again, why I do what I do. But there are also so many studies out there. Just research it. How does strength training improve your mental health? There are a variety of studies that really are just so diligent about breaking down this topic and its benefits. And, you know, the research doesn't lie, okay? I know without strength training, for me personally, my own mental health would be in shambles, no doubt. And I want to go ahead and start talking about the aesthetic benefits, which are a lot of times what people get into strength training for initially. We all want to look good, like I talk about, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you just want to understand that strength training is going to benefit you from an aesthetic standpoint, but also from a physical and mental standpoint as well, as we've discussed. So let's talk about aesthetics. When you strength train consistently on a regular basis, you're going to be in that process of building muscle and improving your body composition, which of course gives you a more aesthetically pleasing look. It gives you that lean and toned look, whatever your goals may be. Strength training, you know, in comparison to other exercises, is really going to be the most drastic in actually changing your overall body composition. And I'm a big advocate for exercise, whatever it may be. You like to cycle, you like to run, you like to do Pilates, you like to dance, whatever it may be. All of those things are great, okay? But as far as, again, actually seeing the benefits, seeing the results fastest, knowing that you're training, you know, specific body parts to develop them, strength training is going to be your number one way to go. It's going to yield results like no other form of training. So what does it actually mean, though, to strength train the right way? And what are the most common mistakes I see in women who want to strength train or who are already strength training but maybe just not seeing the results that they desire? So what does strength training entail? True strength training. Again, this one can be broken down into several different factors. Number one will be exercise selection. If you're a girl out there, you want to make progress in your strength training. Are you choosing the right exercises to get the best results? Because there are, I can't even tell you how many exercises there are out there, but you have to make sure that you have a protocol that you are following on a consistent basis with exercises that you feel well, that are catered towards your goals, and that are not just the things that maybe look cool on Instagram or the exercises that are the easiest for you. You really have to have some knowledge in this area in order to choose the right exercises. Second key point is going to be your exercise technique. So ask yourself, are you executing each selected exercise with the proper technique? Are you utilizing the correct muscle groups when you are lifting? So we'll give you an example. Say I am doing a hip thrust. It's a big compound lift. I know this is an exercise that's very popular nowadays. You know, when you do this movement, the primary focus is going to be building and sculpting the glute musculature. Now, if I'm doing a hip thrust, but I'm not feeling my glutes and I'm feeling my lower back or I'm feeling my quads or I'm feeling my neck or I'm not really feeling much of anything, I'm not going to get the same benefits as the girl next to me who's maybe doing the same exercise but knows how to perform that hip thrust with proper execution. And this is one thing that took me a minute to get as well. You can't just go through the motions. You have to make sure your technique is up to par. The next big key factor is exercise intensity. This is a big one, y'all. So this comes down to the weight that you're using, the rep scheme that you're choosing, the amount of sets that you're doing, the time under tension in which you are performing every exercise. So the question for you is, are you training hard enough to actually get the results in which you are seeking? So you have to make sure that your volume is where it should be again. You have to make sure that your sets are productive. You're doing the right amount, not too little, not too much. Recovery is very important too. Again, it is a process. At the end of the day, strength training, it is a skill. It's not super easy, just like anything else. And then second to last thing is consistency. Are you training consistently enough to make true progress? Because it's so common in my industry, especially with in-person clients. You know, they may come for 2 weeks, they're not seeing results, and then they leave. And this may be you listening. You go strength train, you do it for a couple weeks, and then you're like, I'm going to take a break from this. I'm going out of town. I'm on vacation. Or maybe you're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm going to go really hard for 3 months, and then I'm going to stop. Well, I hate to break it to you, but with strength training, you have to consistently do it on a regular basis, 2 times a week minimum. Really, I aim towards shooting to anywhere between 3 to 5 strength training sessions per week consistently for the rest of your life, pretty much, okay? And now when you're 70 years old, I don't expect you to load up 400 pounds on a hip thrust and start thrusting it, no, but you still need to be increasing the demand placed on your body, whether it's body weight, whether it's resistance bands, whether it's just like we talked about, squatting up and down, doing lunges. I have my 90-year-old grandma on a protocol to where she is doing some type of strength training to make sure she feels good, to make sure she's staying consistent. So, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be consistent. It can't be, I'm going to do this just a couple times, then I'm going to stop. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you're not going to make progress that way. It has to be consistent. And then last concept is progressive overload. are you increasing the demand placed on your body over a period of time? And I break down the principle of progressive overload a couple of different episodes on this podcast, but the true principle of progressive overload is what I just said. You have to make sure that you're actually increasing, you know, how hard you're training. And it can come down to several different things. It can be increasing the weight. It can be increasing the time under tension, maybe like a slow negative set. It can be adding in pauses. It can be adding in different tempos, different things like that, intensity techniques. It could be decreasing your rest periods, increasing your volume, your sets, your reps. There are many different ways to progressively overload. But at the end of the day, if you want to achieve the best results, you have to challenge yourself. It can't be easy. It can't be, I'm going to go in the gym and just get this workout done. It has to be really everything you are giving into that workout. There's no reason you can't get to the gym. Just dedicate, you know, 45 minutes to an hour for yourself to be better, to challenge yourself and to constantly progressively overload. You have to work hard, and truthfully, you have to really never stop working hard. No training session should be easy unless you're maybe taking a deload week, you're injured, or at the end of the day, you're just in there for fun and maybe you're, you know, in a back off phase. You just got done competing. You just want to have a fun workout. But to actually see results, you know, you have to work hard. Now, common mistakes I see with you girls out there is please stop making these mistakes, please. I see this very, very often, and it really goes along the lines of the concepts that I mentioned above. So wrong exercise selection, not hitting each movement properly. Maybe you're just going through the motions. Maybe you're not executing with purpose. This is a big one. So this will be one thing you guys can take with you. Concept that I use with my one-on-one clients, in person, online, doesn't matter. Essentially, when you train, write this down on a piece of paper, write it down on the notes on your phone, or just remember it, okay? You should be making a conscious effort to make every exercise you do as hard as possible on that particular muscle group. So we'll give another example. Let's take a basic movement. We'll choose an upper body movement this time. Let's take a dumbbell side lateral raise. Amazing exercise for targeting the side of your delt, for giving you that separation, for giving you that cap on the top of your delt. When I'm doing my side lateral raises, the whole time that I'm doing my set of 12, 15 reps, whatever it may be, I'm making an intentional effort to push with my lateral delt. I'm making sure that I keep my upper back relaxed. I'm making sure that I'm not swinging the dumbbells. I'm making sure that I'm keeping my back straight. I'm making sure that I'm placing my delts under constant tension until that set is over. I'm really pushing hard on that shoulder, trying to find the most compromised position to where I feel that pain, okay? People say no pain, no gain is not a good motto. Let me break that down for you. No pain, no gain is a good motto if you are feeling pain in the right way. You're feeling pain in your muscle groups. You're not feeling pain in your joints. You're not doing the exercise wrong and feeling pain in your back or your neck when you're doing a side lateral raise. You're feeling that muscle being taxed. That's how you know you're executing that movement properly and with good form. And this brings me straight into my next topic, exercise intensity. Most ladies out there are simply just not training hard enough. I have a lot of clients come to me and they've maybe had personal trainers in the past and they do one session with me and they're like, whoa, I've never worked this hard before. And I'm like, well, what have you been doing? You know, you don't want to waste your time essentially when you're in the gym. You have to understand that just because you're going to the gym and maybe you're going every single day, maybe you're real consistent and that's amazing, you know, good for you. But if you're not training hard enough, it really doesn't matter. I'd rather see someone schedule out, you know, 2-3 hours out of the week to strength train and make those training sessions as hard and productive as possible versus going 5-7 hours out of the week, but just kind of half-assing it. You can't do that. So what it means to actually train hard, it comes down to, again, as we spoke about, really making sure that you are pushing your muscles to a point to where you are either at failure for a lot of different exercises or you're very, very close to failure depending on what your goals are, depending on how advanced you are in your strength training journey. But regardless if you are an enhanced athlete, you're a bikini competitor, you're a bodybuilder, you're training hard, or regardless you are a first-time person in the gym, you are just starting your strength training journey, either person needs to work hard. But you also just have to train smart. And that comes down to, again, executing every movement properly, making sure you're feeling it in the right places, making sure you're working around any injuries or any problems that you may have, okay? It's not just going through the motions. Again, it's all about intention. And that's with anything you do, really, not just strength training, on a side note. And then lastly, what do I see? Consistency. Many females complain. Again, they don't see results in 2 weeks. You're not going to put on lean muscle tissue in the span of 2 weeks. It takes months. It takes years to build that density. Okay, so consistency inside of the gym and outside of the gym, okay? If you want to see results in your strength training, you have to, of course, show up and put the work in, but you also have to make sure that your nutrition is where it should be. You have to make sure if you want to get leaner that you're doing your cardio. You have to make sure that you're fueling your body for that strength training. At the end of the day, if you're not having everything work in relationship, right? Your sleep, your recovery, your nutrition, your cardio, in relationship to your strength training, you're not going to achieve the best results. So you really do have to keep that in mind. Which brings me into the final topic of today's show, the final concept. You have to practice the principle of progressive overload. And this is another mistake I see a lot of women do. They go to the gym for years. They use the same weight. They do the same 3 movements. It's easy for them. They say, ooh, I took a gym workout selfie. I went to the gym. I'm good. And now I'm going to leave. You are never going to make true progress that way. Best results mean you have to strength train the right way, using the measures we spoke about earlier. And again, just truly to never stop progressing, to have that mindset, or at least to adopt that mindset of, I want to grow. I want to get better. I want to push to a new limit every single time that I'm in the gym. And of course, what I mean by that is you're not going to be able to lift more every single time you're in the gym or always progress. There's going to be bad days. There's going to be good days. But the most important thing is that you always train with purpose. You always let it be a healthy release for you. And you always make the most out of your training session. And of course, I have to mention, if you guys can't tell in this episode, I feel like I'm talking especially fast and especially kind of aggressive too, but it's just because I truly am so passionate about strength training, and I know what a difference that it's made in my life. I know what a difference that it's made in the lives of others, and I am passionate about helping you. So if you were someone who's new to the gym, or you're someone who's been training for years and you're just not seeing results, you want to have some guidance, you want to have some accountability, you want to ensure that you're doing everything in your power that you can to look your best, to feel your best, to hit the new goals that you want to accomplish, please know that I would love to help you. I would love to be that person for you. So if you are interested, be sure to reach out to me and I will help you in your strength training journey, or of course in your nutrition journey, whatever it may be. I'm all about helping you achieve a strong body and a strong mind. Before we end today's show, I want to make sure you know how to reach me if you are interested in one-on-one fitness and nutrition coaching. My coaching service is all about helping you achieve fortitude through good physical and mental health. This is not only about looking good, but also feeling good. My nutrition and training programs are completely custom to your goals and needs and designed to help you be a better partner, CEO, employee, athlete, or just person in general. To get started, please send me a DM at yoitskenslo, that's yoitskenslo, or shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, that's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, to find your fortitude through fitness and nutrition today. So to wrap up today's episode, what do you need to do to be successful in your strength training journey, especially as a female? You need to choose the right exercises, perform those specific movements with intention, with proper technique. You need to exercise with the right amount of intensity. You need to remain consistent day in and day out. And then you also need to make sure you are practicing the principle of progressive overload. Remember, strength training benefits you from a physical, mental, and aesthetic standpoint. And again, in my opinion, is the best form of exercise. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I hope you ladies out there feel more encouraged, feel more inspired to start your strength training journey. Or if you're already on that journey, you now have the knowledge, you now have the support, you now have some guidance and wisdom in order to actually propel forward in your strength training journey. So if this podcast helped you, if it made you smile, please be sure to rate the show, to follow the show, and review the Curls and Courage podcast on any major podcast platform, whatever you're listening to it on now. That would mean the absolute world to me. Or if there's a topic that you want me to talk about that I maybe missed today, you have any questions, please Do not hesitate. Do not be shy. I know I can be intense sometimes, but please reach out to me through my social medias. The best way to reach me if you're not going through email is going to be through my Instagram accounts. The first one's going to be Yo It's Kenslow, YoitsKenslow. Next one's going to be that business account. I post a lot of podcast stuff on there, and that account is going to be Fitness for Fortitude, FITNESS, the number 4, and then the word fortitude, FORTITUDE. Be sure to reach out to me through those IGs. And again, thank you so much for listening and thank you for your support. It really makes me smile and means a lot to me. If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio, at YoitsKenslow, that's YoitsKenslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now, let's get back to the pod. And y'all already know we can't end today's show just yet. I want to take a question from a frequent listener. I always like to end the show with a question from someone who listens to the podcast. And today's question is as follows. I work a 9-to-5 desk job and find myself snacking constantly throughout the day. What would your advice be in breaking unhealthy snacking habits? Okay, this is a cool question too, because I think this is a common issue. A lot of people just simply snack too much, and I get it. Sometimes it doesn't matter what the reason may be. You just decide you're going to eat. So I think firstly, you have to ask yourself, well, why are you snacking in order to really get down to the root of the issue? Is it out of boredom? Are you an emotional eater? Are your coworkers, you know, bringing unhealthy snacks to the office on a regular basis? Or are you actually hungry? So regardless of what it is, You really have to have enough self-discipline to stop this unhealthy habit, unless, of course, you're eating because you were actually hungry, and that'll explain what we can do to replace some of those unhealthy snacks with healthy ones in just a minute. And we'll give you guys an example. So take a cigarette smoker, okay? You obviously smoke. You want to break the habit of smoking. So what do? Well, firstly, you set a goal for yourself. You establish, hey, I'm going to quit smoking. This is the same thing that I suggest you do if you have a problem with snacking. You set a goal for yourself to decrease the amount of snacks that you're consuming throughout the day. Next, let's take it back to that cigarette smoker. What do if you have a problem with smoking? You throw away your cigarettes because you're not going to smoke. In this case, you don't bring unhealthy snacks to work. You take those chocolates off of your desk, whatever it may be, because you don't want to see that in front of your face every single day. Number one, it's going to make you think about that unhealthy food. And then number two, it's just going to tempt you. We're humans. We're tempted by things that we see. Don't put yourself in a position to fail. And then lastly, what do if you're the cigarette smoker? And we'll relate it back to what you just asked. You choose not to smoke the cigarette over a consistent period of time. You make a promise to yourself and you keep it. It's the same way with food, right? It's the same way with any goal. You choose not to eat unhealthy snacks throughout the day. You do this for several days, then several weeks, then several months in a row, and then the habit is broken. I can't remember what the quote is. I think it's somewhere around like 26 days, almost a month, something like that, but don't quote me on it, to break a bad habit. So it has to be this decision over a period of time not to eat those unhealthy snacks and not to even put them in sight. Truthfully, it comes down to self-discipline and mindset more than anything else. But there are some simple things that I'd also suggest to help you break this habit, especially if you're hungry throughout the day, you need to eat something, but you're just not necessarily sure what to eat. So the first thing is I want you guys to hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. This is super important because we know water is going to, number one, a lot of times, we think we're hungry, but we're really just thirsty. I see so many people not drinking enough water every single day. Staying hydrated is going to make you feel better, but it's also going to help you break down the protein, fats, and carbohydrates effectively that you are putting in your body. It's going to remove toxic waste out of the body. It's going to keep you feeling your best, especially if you're someone like me and you live in that Florida area. It is so hot. I do not see how people do not drink water. I would literally die. So you got to drink water, and it will also help you with those feelings of fullness. Secondly, what I would do is I would try to eat smaller portions a little bit more frequently throughout the day if you are someone who kind of likes to snack. And I'll elaborate as to why. Firstly, I think that's just going to keep your energy level high throughout the day, and it's going to keep you kind of feeling full. At the end of the day, you can eat multiple different ways. It depends on what your goals are. But to me, I like putting my clients on this protocol, and I like having it myself, because I find that, you know, you're eating every 3 to 4 hours. You know that another meal is coming. You look forward to that meal. You're not going hours and hours and hours upon end without eating, you know, because that's just going to make you so hungry and ravenous for your next meal and probably cause you to overeat. And I feel like it's really hard for you to get in the nutrients you're eating every single day if you're only eating 2 or 3 times. So try eating smaller portions more frequently throughout the day. Also find this can be kind of helpful for boosting the metabolism. Thirdly, if you are hungry, you know, throughout the day, I would just increase your protein intake. Have protein with every single meal. It's going to keep you feeling satiated, and it's going to ensure that you are hitting your protein goal. And then if snacking is something you kind of do just for fun, you know, maybe you have a break at work, or maybe your job isn't as busy that day, or you work from home and you're getting kind of bored, whatever it may be, I really suggest you to find another activity other than eating. Go on a walk, work on a new project. Talk to a coworker in your break time. It can be anything depending on kind of what you want to do with your time, but don't have this habit of snacking over and over and over again, especially when you know it's only going to make you worse. Hopefully those are some tips that can help you with these habits. It all comes down to really more than anything, though, like I said at the beginning, just having the self-discipline not to eat those unhealthy snacks, and again, replacing them with things that are a little bit more nutritious, the whole foods that we talked about, eating more frequently throughout the day, smaller portions, and then again, protein with every meal. So again, hope that helps. We will go ahead and wrap up today's show on that note. If you have a question that you'd like for me to answer, you can always go through the show notes and leave a voice note, or you can ask me a question through Instagram, which is how I typically receive most of my questions. So feel free to do that. I appreciate you guys again listening to the show. Next week is also going to be another good episode that I'm really excited to share with you guys. I've already started planning it, so be sure you tune in next week. We will keep these episodes as consistent as possible. Sending you guys blessings, sending you guys the best mental health. And again, one more time, I encourage you ladies, get in the gym, show those guys up, build your body, look good, feel more confident, get in the gym, okay? Let me know what you guys want to listen to next. I'm going to leave y'all with that. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to y'all next Thursday. Bye.